Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Howdy there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 7th of November, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way, as always, in about 5 minutes. Starting out with news in the UK, and all having to do with the NHS and what a pain it is to get in to see your general practitioner. Well, that pain may be a little easier now, because Babylon Health has now become available on NHS. What's Babylon Health? Well, basically, it's a new service that they're having called GP at Hand. GP at Hand pretty much puts your general practitioner in front of you on your smartphone. Get where I'm going with this? All right. Patients can book a free video consultation to chat with their general practitioner within 2 hours. Yeah, that beats the hell out of sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting, doesn't it? Once the GP evaluates you, then he or she can make referrals and can even send prescriptions to a nearby pharmacy for you. Best off, if you thought you missed something with your doctor, say, hey, what did they say? You can actually rewatch your evaluation. Say, oh, yeah, that's what they said. We all know that the iPhone X is the most friggin' expensive smartphone out there. And yeah, I'm gonna say it, it's too damn expensive. You'd think with that extra cash you gotta shell out, it'd be a pretty good, durable phone. You'd probably be wrong. According to the folks at Square Trade, the iPhone X is the most breakable iPhone of all time. Completely contradicting what Apple says, saying iPhone X is the most durable glass ever used in a smartphone. Now, those of you not familiar with Square Trade, they're a company that actually provides extended warranties for electronic devices, and they went ahead and did their own tests. And what they found is with the glass back and being the fact that there's no home button on the thing, it has become the most breakable iPhone ever. The iPhone X's glass actually shattered when dropped from front and back from a height of only 6 feet. And not only that, to top it off, not only did you have a completely cracked phone, you also have a screwed up display too. Now, yeah, most drops probably occur from about 3 feet. You know, we miss it out of our pocket or something. But let's all be reasonable. We've been talking on the phone before it slipped out of our hands. Hasn't it? Yeah. And that's probably roughly around about 6 feet for most people. Now, could this just be a ploy from Square Trade to get you to purchase that extra warranty period for your phone? Eh, sure. But you might want to check out the video over at YouTube just to see for yourself. Then you can decide. WhatsApp users on the Play Store. How's that app working out for you? Does it look like the WhatsApp? Take a closer look. I mean, really look at it. Could be fake. Yes, there's a lot of the cases with the Play Store. The WhatsApp that 1 million people downloaded out there, yeah, that one might actually be fake. The app was actually called Update WhatsApp Messenger and was actually developed by the real firm behind the program, WhatsApp Incorporated. And it actually took Reddit users looking through the app's source code to figure out, hey, wait a second, there's something fishy going on here. They actually spotted an invisible character at the end of the developer's name. They also found out that other than just displaying ads, it actually had the capability of installing software on the user's device without you knowing. Now, Google has since deleted this WhatsApp update, so if you have that thing on your phone, you still need to uninstall it. In fact, just for safety precautions, if you are a WhatsApp user, uninstall the app and then go get the real one right now. And finally, talk about sticking it to Twitter. Now, you might remember a little while ago, Twitter said, we're not going to count characters if you're adding somebody in a conversation. Meaning, yes, when you're sitting there typing out your tweet to whomever it may be or a couple of people, their names would not count towards your letter count. But like everything on the internet nowadays, someone's found a way to exploit this by probably sending the longest freaking tweet ever. His name, Rayet Jones. His post, 35,000 characters long. Yeah, that's a pretty big loophole. Plus, that's a hell of a lot of time on somebody's hands. Probably won't be long before Twitter goes, okay, we gotta figure this one out. But in the meantime, for your enjoyment, 280 characters don't mean crap. Hey, if you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. TheBritishTechNetwork.com is our home for all of our podcasts. You can subscribe to them over there. We're also available on iTunes as well. You can easily subscribe there. You can also find us on our social media sites, Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network. We're also on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our BTN Slack room with our BTN community. That is where all the fun is. Come on over and join us. You can do it at BritishTech.slack.com. iHeartRadio.com. The news show, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have a Thursday edition this week. I, however, though, won't be here tomorrow for your Wednesday edition. I do believe Mr. Ewan Rankin's going to be filling in for you tomorrow. He'll be getting you caught up on all the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours, so I'll see you guys and gals on Thursday. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Tuesday, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.